When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this episode, I sit down to chat with Amanda Bayerl from The True Challenge and the How Bad Do I Want It podcast. Kick your feet up and get ready to learn something new because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Today's song is Fly Away by Canvi, and I chose it for its carefree vibe, dancey buildup, and incredibly energetic chorus. Frankly, I just like the song a lot, so hopefully you do as well. Check out the artist and let's jump into the show. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and my guest today is Amanda Bayerl. Amanda is the co-founder of The True Challenge and the host of the How Bad Do I Want It podcast. Working with her husband, Nicholas, Amanda's goal is to help entrepreneurs and other busy people take charge of their life and create the change they want to see around them. In today's episode, she shares her thoughts on working with her husband, how to build a relationship that works, and her number one piece of advice for balancing your work life and your relationships. So, without further ado, here is part three of my interview with Amanda Bayerl from The True Challenge and the How Bad Do I Want It podcast. Really quickly, as we wrap up, something that popped into my head that I'm sure a lot of people listening to this would love to hear about. What is it like having your husband as a business partner?
Well, it is interesting.
And be honest.
I'm going to be honest. It's interesting. Like, Nicholas and I, the reason it works, like, people, sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, like, I don't know, can we work together? But the reason we're successful in working together is because we're so alike, but also the conflict and why we work together is because we're so alike.
Right.
We do have different strengths and weaknesses, which is great. Like, he is an amazing communicator. And so I'm getting better at that, but he is a great teacher. I'm more of like the behind the scenes work on what we do. At the end of the day, like, communication is everything in relationships and business. And so, you know, there is a balance of like, okay, when do we not talk about business and when do we, and not letting that like stress us out in our day-to-day life together in our relationship. But I love building something together. I love being able to lean on each other and be that power couple, and just having that influence, like, to can conquer so much more. And I feel so blessed to be able to do that and have that at a young age. You know, I got married at 18 for a reason. Was not expecting that whatsoever. So it kind of just fell into our laps of me and him coming together. And so I think that's what makes us strong, is because we are very similar. We're both driven. We're both dominant type A personalities, and I think anyone can work together, but it really is a skill you have to master, and that's what Nicholas and I are trying to do right now and will continue to do for lots and lots of years down the road.
Love that. So what would be your sort of number one piece of advice for finding that balance between when to talk about work and when to sort of turn off with each other and not be in that mode 24/7, so you can actually enjoy the relationship.
I think really creating those values of like your top priorities. And so like Nicholas and I actually even work out together most of the time. Like we work out probably like 2 or 3 times a week together. We used to work out every day, but like having those other things that you do together that isn't exactly business related. So, going out to dinner, going out to coffee, hanging out with friends, going to church, doing different stuff like that, where you're not really talking about business, your other hobbies, the other things you like to enjoy doing, enjoying those together and making those a top priority as well. I mean, you got to have priorities, you know, like you probably have taught this before. So business isn't everything. Like you got your work, you got your relationships, you have, you know, spirituality, your health, and the things you really like to do. So really encompassing all of that and making time for those things as well.
Well, Amanda, I love that. And I love the answer because obviously there's a lot of value there, but I also love it because you just gave me a new episode idea. So Tiny Leaps listeners, keep an eye out for a really deep dive into finding that balance between the core areas of your life that I always talk about, because I realize now I haven't actually done an episode on that. So Amanda, once again, thank you so much for coming on the show. I love what you're doing. I love your message. I encourage everyone to go and subscribe to your show, How Bad Do I Want It? Or How Bad Do You Want
How Bad Do I Want It? You got to ask yourself that question.
Right. Is there any sort of last message that you want to leave the audience with?
Last message I want to leave you guys with is be present in what you're doing right now. And that's kind of been a theme in our podcast of people saying that. And it's so, so true. I struggle with that and always, because I'm a visionary. Like I'm always dreaming about the future and I have to stay present in what I'm doing today. Like as an example, like right now, I have a mastermind I'm going to this weekend. I'm speaking. I'm doing a webinar. My grandma's in town that I'm seeing. Like so many different things that are happening this weekend that I just have to be present in what I'm doing right now and give that my 100%, because tomorrow will have its worries and the stresses and the things of life and the goals. But what are you doing right now that you can give your 100% to? You know, listening to this podcast, not having distractions around, and just being present with what is going on in your life today. Like what is that thing that makes you passionate right now? Because, you know, if you're always thinking about the future, you're not able to enjoy right now. And that comes off in your relationships. I know a lot of people that hurts their relationships because you're never able to really enjoy that person right in front of you because you're always thinking about the other person that you're talking to or the other person you're going to meet. And so be present right here, right now, and give it your 100%, you know, live life to the fullest and not always thinking about either the past or the future, you know, be here right now.
I love that. So Amanda, once again, thank you so much for sharing your time with us.
Oh, Greg, you're awesome. Thank you so much.
That's it for episode 73. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to these past 3 episodes. I hope you've enjoyed my interview with Amanda. I hope that you take the time to listen to her show and visit her website. And I hope that you'll tune in tomorrow for our regularly scheduled episodes. The show notes for this episode is available on my website, www.gregclunis.com. There you'll find links to Amanda's website, Amanda's podcast, and a free webinar that she has invited you all to titled 3 Secret Health Hacks to Get Fit Fast, Unleash Extra Energy, and Become More Confident Than Ever Before. So check all of that out over at www.gregclunis.com. Until tomorrow, I've been Greg Clunis, and remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.
Every day.